This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House insists President Trump is okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs. The president's doctor says it's a benign and common condition for seniors.
This diagnosis is a progressive one, meaning that there's no curative treatment or intervention, so it certainly can lead to persistent swelling, which can lead to persistent pain and difficulty with mobility. With at the age of 79 can be difficult. At the age of 79, while also being the president, can be a tremendous amount of work.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton. The president expected to sign a series of bills related to cryptocurrencies later today. The House passing that bill on Thursday and overnight passing the bill pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health aid and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The White House and the president asking Attorney General Pam Bondi to release the full grand jury testimony related to the Jeffrey Epstein case. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A key decision is on the agenda tonight for the La Crosse County Board at its regular monthly meeting. The board will consider whether to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The funding would be used to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. The La Crosse Common Council already approved accepting the funds, which would go through 2027. Two-thirds of the county board would need to approve the funds. Uncertainty with public school funding at the state and federal level is affecting Wisconsin school district budgeting decisions. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
School districts across Wisconsin are facing budget dilemmas following passage of the state's new biennial budget and from funding freezes at the national level. Last year, a record number of referenda from local school districts were on the ballot to fund everything from capital projects to operations. Green Bay Area Superintendent Vicki Bayer said districts are cutting to make ends meet.
We've closed and consolidated three schools. We've reduced staffing, including 10% of our administrative staff. We've reduced department budgets. We've been at this for 3 years now, and it continues to be a challenge.
Bayer said the same is true for districts across the state.
They're all having conversations about where else can we possibly cut before we start hurting our children. That's across the state for public schools. You will see more schools closing in the next year.
In the spring election cycle, 94 referendums were placed before voters. In 2024, a total of 241 referenda were considered. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
In addition, proposed federal cuts to education funding could further affect school districts, leading to the loss of services and staff. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
Come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Still a shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 80. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Damar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day number 3 of our road trip in northern Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the lot in Hayward. We're going to be joined by Mark Lundeen from WBZH in Hayward.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, welcome back. It is 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, July 18th, 2025. Nice to have you along here across the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be joined in just a bit by Jane Matinere and Greg Bach and Todd Alba. They are all in Hayward broadcasting their respective shows today on the Civic Media Radio Network. But of course, first on Friday mornings at this time, we've got Parker Olson producing this shindig down in Madison Studio A2 and Dr. Kristen Lyerly dropping in for a visit as well. Dr. Lyerly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Captain Grunge. I wish you all could see Pat right now because he's got on a plaid shirt with a t-shirt underneath it. And yep. He looks like probably what Kurt Cobain would look like at this stage.
Thank you. No.
Yep. He's the master of grunge. So that's a compliment.
It was in the 50s here this morning, which is weird because it felt like 100 just a couple of days ago. And so for the first time, I've got my Civic Media t-shirt with all the circles on the state of Wisconsin showing the range of all the stations, and a little flannel shirt over that because I got the windows open here. So there's a nice breeze coming off the lake. And I also had it because I like to look like Todd Alba, who occasionally wears these shirts as well. He apparently is behind the camera in Hayward, but Jane Matinere is there in Hayward, I think, can hear us. I'm going to put Greg's computer in there as well because I see it's there. So, guys, how are you?
We are great. Good morning. How are you? We are here live in Hayward, Wisconsin. We are at The Lot, which is right across from our station here in Hayward. We have WBZH and also the Muskie 101. And if you're going to be around, if you're up in Hayward for the Lumberjack competition, stop on by. We're doing our show live. The Lot is an active, wonderful new space here in downtown Hayward. They have music events. We're at their great little stage setup. And we're just so happy to be here, Pat. It's been a great, great trip so far.
Okay, got it. I love that name, The Lot. You know?
The Lot.
Yep.
Not too fancy.
Yeah, Greg, are you hearing us okay?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
There you are. Yeah, hi. So what events did you enter? I assume you're there to compete, yes?
I'm here for the disappointing Lumberjack Festival Championships, where I screw up most of the events. I let down my teammates, and everyone looks at me and goes, oh, that's just a look. You can't actually build anything, can you?
It.
Thank you, Parker. Thank you for that wonderful piece of sound effect.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the amateur log rolling competition pad right now from 8 until 11, that's where we were going to enter Greg. And now, he's working, so otherwise he would do it.
Well, I've already described my amateur log rolling in one of my campaign commercials when I was running against Sean Duffy, and they put me up on a log, and they laid out 4 different of the same outfit, knowing that I was going to fall in, so you could right away get into some dry clothes and do take 2, take 3. So they're like, you got to get this done in 4 takes. I got it done in one take. I could deliver the line before falling off the log. That was not easy.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
I know. Let's see. What else we got here? Todd Alba is there someplace. Is he like running?
He's lurking in the background. I can see him. We'll get him on the mic here.
Oh, that's all right. I just want to make sure he was healthy and happy.
Oh,
and
I'm telling you that this guy works so hard, Pat. And I just want to say that this whole setup that you see is something that Todd Alba put together. And we're a mobile radio station. We could go anywhere. We could actually broadcast from your pontoon boat, Pat.
Yes,
Breitlow.
You could. Kristen, you remember when Al Franken was doing the Saturday Night Live skit where he had like the little satellite dish on his head, and he was like this one man reporting crew. No. And in the, I keep forgetting how young you are. In the early 80s, that was like you know it was futuristic. Well, now that's Todd Alba.
Essentially.
He is a one-man broadcast studio, aren't
and
you, sir?
And he's good enough. He's smart enough.
And gosh darn it, people like him.
I'm only glad that Dr. Lyerly is here today because I just got done with the 5K lumberjack run. That's why I was a little late getting to the set. My pulse is 175. Is that normal, Dr. Lyerly? Should I be concerned?
You should sit. You should sit.
Dr. Lyerly, I've been sitting here doing nothing for about an hour, and my pulse is 192. Is that normal?
In both cases, you need to go sit near a funeral home because they're going to be taking you shortly anyway. So, no, take care of yourselves out there. You want to put anything out there as far as either guests or topics that you guys are going to cover from 9 to 11 and from 2 to 4?
Absolutely. At 9 o'clock, Dan Schaefer is going to join us. He joins us every Fridays from the Recombobulation area, obviously, and also our political editor here at Civic Media. So, yes, we're going to start off with a little Dan Schaefer while we're here in Hayward. Yeah. After 9:30, we're going to go a little more local. So we're going to talk to some of the local business owners here in Hayward. And one of the ones that is located right next to our station here in downtown Hayward is River and Rains. So Jennifer is the owner there, and she's going to be joining us. We're going to learn about that. Mark Lundeen, our colleague here at Civic Media, is going to join us at 9:50 to just talk about Hayward and all the things that are going on. And then in hour number two...
Hour number two, we're going to have Todd on the show, and we are working, I believe we are just on the verge of confirming possibly someone from the powwow that is taking place this weekend.
This weekend too, yeah.
And that'll be there, and that'll be fun. And then, of course, we're going to have audio sorbet where we will be looking back, reflecting on this week's trip, as well as this shouldn't be a thing at 10:50. And Todd will be joining us the last half hour to talk about all the fun things we've done on our travels.
It's been a great trip.
That all sounds great. And again, as I mentioned, I've got my Civic Media shirt on because I figured Todd would, and we like to be twinsies. From Mary and Tosa on the text line, I do not wear merchandising wear, but happily wear my Civic Media shirt to bring attention to this pro-democracy network.
Thank you so much.
Mary. And y'all can get that by heading over to civicmedia.us and click store up there in the top right corner, and get yourself some stuff to look as snazzy as Todd does or as grungy as I do, depending on how Kristen is interpreting our wardrobe at any given point. So
yeah, and also you smell like Teen Spirit, so you're all in.
Teen Spirit.
That's not the compliment you think it is.
It's really not. But I do love the intro to that song. I do. Dave
that
Grohl.
Could be your new intro.
That'd be a good one to have on Fridays. Anyway, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, Todd Alba, thank you for checking in. I know it's a bit early for you guys, but thanks for going through the work so that we could get everybody ready to be listening to you at 9 and again at 2. You guys enjoy up there.
Thank you so much.
Guys, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Great to see you, Dr.
Come on, see
Bye.
Us.
All right. See ya. That was fun.
I'm a little worried about Todd. He should sit. He should rest.
Oh, Todd. There's just things that are done behind the scenes. Sometimes once you get things set up, I mean, I walk in here, I turn on my computer, boom, we're on the air. But to take a mobile studio out is so much more. And Todd is, you know, he is his own best staffer when it comes to, you know, the setup and the teardown and everything else. So.
Seems to me we talked like a year ago about some sort of a bus.
Yes.
That was like a mobile studio, but also like a beacon of fun. And we could put ice cream in it. Yes, hot dogs and the music and get people's attention. We could be like a rolling party with a studio. This is my vision for next summer.
I don't believe a man of my age is supposed to go around in a van offering ice cream.
You wouldn't be alone.
Except for that part.
If you wear a nice hat, Pat, you would look exactly like an ice cream man.
Is there shag carpeting on the walls of the van? I mean, yikes.
Don't make it creepy. Yikes.
No, we want a cool one. We want a great van, a great little broadcast studio.
Yeah, and then we could like bust out "There Goes My Hero." You know, like just keeping it with the grunge theme. Watch him as he's got
You've already for you. Gone way past any knowledge that I have of the grunge scene. Were you a grungy kind of girl? Back
I
in the
did.
Day,
yeah, really? I love the whole punk grunge thing. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! So, what is there a band or an artist you'd go see now if you could?
Well, most of the grunge people are dead. Only
that's what I mean.
Left.
You know,
except you know, I mean, the Foo Fighters. We've still got Dave Grohl, yes, and I've seen them a couple times.
There you go. We were talking about how we've seen a lot of older artists lately. I was at Summerfest and saw Chicago, and Foreigner was here in Chippewa Falls last week. And we said, you know, one thing that's a little different is back in the day, it seemed like, you know, singers especially would be dying prematurely with some regularity, you know, Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix and you don't have that as much anymore. And it's part a culture thing. There was such a, you know, a drug culture once upon a time. And I just think that I think a lot of these artists do a little better job of taking care of themselves. Not that they still don't live a certain lifestyle, but not to the point where we're doing, oh, they died far too early. You know.
Well, I'd like to direct your attention back to all the grunge people being dead.
Yeah.
That did happen. Yep. But I mean, we've got Springsteen, we've got the still like people who are touring in their 80s, which is wild. I saw Stephen Perry from Aerosmith looking pretty good. I saw a video of David Lee Roth recently. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Now there, now it escapes me. There was one young singer in the past year who was a member of one of those boy groups and unfortunately had an untimely demise died from being a rock and roll star. Mm-hmm. But again, people taking better care of themselves at all ages. And so it's been good. I wanted to bring up to you one of the singers who's no longer with us, and I'm trying to think of why Leslie Gore was on the calendar. Oh, here it is. On Sunday is the anniversary of 1963. Leslie Gore releases Judy's Turn to Cry.
But now it's Judy's turn to cry. Judy's turn to cry.
Which is
you
the
wanted me
follow
to
sing up.
That, right?
I did, yeah. Which is the follow up to it, or it's the sequel to It's My Party. Mm-hmm. And I'll cry if I want to
because
Judy was the one who was wearing Johnny's ring. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then Johnny came back. Johnny came back to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See,
you know, the irony is like that was so not who Leslie Gore was in real life. Leslie Gore actually ended up in a long-term relationship with another woman. So like all of those bubblegum.
Really?
Oh yeah. She was lesbian. Yeah,
so
like all of the bubblegum songs that she sang in the 60s, not actually who she was.
Wow. Mm-hmm. My surprise that I brought to the history lesson earlier today was Kim Carnes, who turns 80 years old on Sunday, has been married for 58 years now. She got married in 1967. And so when you hear about all these rock and roll and Hollywood marriages that don't last, go talk to Kim Carnes and her husband. Still
or Dolly Parton.
There. Or Dolly Parton, who recently lost her longtime love, but again, together a long, long time. So good for them. Hey, when we come back, some of you will be taking a local break, but if you're still listening on some of our stations, if you're listening on the app, if you want to listen to the show as a podcast, Kristen and I will take a couple of minutes and talk about something a little more serious on the topic of abortion bans. There are places where voters have said, we want to protect women's reproductive health rights. And it is still not stopping sneaky, smarmy, unethical politicians from trying to put bans in place, which is why people like Kristen were in Washington, D.C. last week to, again, get a lay of the land and figure out where are the next fires that you have to put out to do something as basic as protecting healthcare rights. I just can't believe we're still doing this. But that's the conversation we're getting set to have here. And then Mike Clemens will be along, and we will talk about sports. It is time for the second half kickoff of the Brewers season. That probably wasn't quite right, but you know what I mean. Plus Packers training camp, all that and more from the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wasota on these mornings, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the city of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the city of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Are you or a loved one facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free and confidential support 24/7. Powered by 211 Wisconsin, local trained specialists can help connect you with local service providers for treatment, peer support, harm reduction tools, and more. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211 or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, there we go. Before we get into licensing trouble, but if you're going to mention, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit, there you go.
Pat, and Parker, they didn't just record a song in Madison.
They like demoed a ton.
Grunge was born in Madison. Yeah. Butch Vig from Viroqua, Wisconsin, is this incredible producer, drummer for Garbage. He kicked off the entire grunge sound in Smart Studio on East Washington in Madison.
The only reason I know anything about this is the Mallards just had a Nirvana night.
Ah, it's so great.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I'm learning so much. I was just happy to see Bear Supply, a cover band of Air Supply, recently. That's more my wheelhouse. So I'm glad you're exposing me to a whole new world of old music now. It's now officially old music.
Pat is lost in love over here, and he don't know why.
I really don't know why. Part of it, too, is just the avoiding talking about some of the day's headlines, because we're done with the Epstein files for today. I promise you. Don't worry. But there's other things in the news that come up. And Kristen, I thought this would be a good place to talk about it in terms of women's health rights and the problems that happen when politicians try to basically overturn the will of the voters. And I believe it is Missouri that had a referendum, and now of course it's not in front of me here, but it was called like Amendment 3 or something like that, and the voters said, yeah, we're going to enshrine abortion rights. So now the legislature there has, in this session, has put on the ballot, or is putting on the ballot, something that's very cryptically worded about keeping women safe from abortion. And it, too, is going to be called Amendment Number 3. So people are being fooled into thinking that they're voting once again to enshrine abortion rights. But when they talk about in there protecting women from abortion, they basically mean an abortion ban. So even in places where women win the rights they should have anyway, you still have to stay on guard.
If you are actually serving the people, if you actually have the best interests of the people in mind, and you are trying to do what the people want you to do, why do you have to be so tricky about it? You know, why do you have to fool people and deceive people? And I mean, just ask a straightforward question so you can get a straightforward answer. Because if there's one thing that I know, and this is universally true for all of us, we all want the ability to make our own personal healthcare decisions, because nobody deals with those consequences more deeply than we do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then the other note in this article I was reading about it deals with what are rape exceptions. And a lot of folks will tell you, well, I'm against abortion, but, you know, there should be exceptions for rape and incest. But the article goes on to talk about, I mean, how you define rape and how few victims are actually believed. And again, Kristen, that it shouldn't be a thing, you know, where you know, a woman's health care only depends on her interpretation of sexual assault versus a politician's interpretation. That's crazy.
It's totally crazy. Sexual assault is very common. It's very common, and it is very much underreported. And when it happens, it's traumatizing. And often people don't think to go to the emergency department to get the exam that you need in order to prove that there was an assault. And even if you have the exam, the question is, you know, was it actually a rape or a sexual assault? So it's still, it sometimes ends up being a he said, she said situation. It's so complicated. Mm-hmm. And how do you, in a timely manner, because remember, if there's a pregnancy involved, the clock is ticking. The pregnancy is going on and growing as you are trying to figure out the complexity of whether this was rape or incest. And does a woman then have to sit in front of a panel of people? I know that this was a discussion at one time in Wisconsin, that there would be a panel of legislators that would hear whether this was actually sufficient to meet the standards of rape. Like, are you kidding me?
This is Handmaid's Tale stuff.
Totally. You know?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And again, these are the folks that are, you know, continue getting elected, and why people are putting such an emphasis, why you're already seeing candidates for 2026 saying we're jumping in this now. And I'm absolutely sure, since we talked about Robin Vining announcing yesterday that she's running for state Senate, I am absolutely sure that you are already hearing people going, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do I got to do to run for legislature next year?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you, I'm very involved up here in Northeast Wisconsin. And even some of the toughest seats in the most red districts, people are stepping up saying, I know that it's not likely that I'm going to win, but I really feel like I need to do this. And I need to talk to the people and knock on doors and listen to what's going on here. This is going to be an entirely different election cycle.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you can read a bit more about Robin Vining's announcement, and more related to her decision was somewhat influenced by what was in the state budget and what was not in the state budget. And over at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, is my latest article. It's what's not in the state budget that is generating both anger and 2026 candidates. So look for that on the website. Kristen, you do anything fun this weekend? Anything we should look forward to asking you about on Monday?
Chilling with the boys.
Chilling. Yeah. Okay, your definition of chilling is how many cubic yards of mulch are in your driveway right now or something?
I do have some gardening to do, but, you know, just going to hang around the house and spend some time with the kids. And I don't get to do that very often, so that is like a vacation to me.
Yes, very much so. Well, good. Well, enjoy it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday morning, bright and early.
Sounds good. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike Clemens. We're going to do a little sports. Not just the Brewers ending the All-Star break and heading out to Los Angeles to play the Dodgers, but also Green Bay Packers opening up training camp coming up in, well, next week sometime. So, yeah, when we talk about kicking off the second half, we mean the Brewers, but we're kicking off training camp as well for the Packers. Mike Clemens has that and more in just a bit here on These Mornings, powered by Up North News on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A bill has been introduced that would fund a program discontinued by Republicans who wrote the state budget that aims to help veterans in need of housing. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Three Northeast Wisconsin legislators have introduced a bill to restore $1.9 million to the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The VHRP operates three short-term housing facilities across the state, in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove. They provide temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. While Governor Tony Evers did add almost $2 million to his biennial budget proposal to keep funding all three sites, the Republicans in the Joint Finance Committee removed it. The JFC's failure to fund the VHRP will force the centers in Chippewa Falls and the Greater Green Bay area to close. A bill introduced by Senator Jamie Wall of Green Bay, Representative Ryan Spouty of Ashwaubenon, and Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay would restore that funding to the budget and save the locations in Chippewa Falls and Bellevue. Rivera Wagner said veterans deserve better. Quote, in the face of federal cuts that just passed in Congress, it's disrespectful to leave those who have served our country out in the cold at a time where they have the most need. The legislature will reconvene in session this fall. In the meantime, the Chippewa Falls and Bellevue locations of VHRP will close on September 30th. Veterans residing at those locations will be offered alternative placement options and will continue to receive assistance through supportive services. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
All three facilities are currently providing all services, but the two set to close, including Chippewa Falls here in western Wisconsin, will stop taking applications later this summer.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX,
on your entertainment
I'm Jimmy
Cuska. I'm Pete Schwabba. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People Magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynnie P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they like to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Still a shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 80. Currently, it's 62.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a post-menopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
So I was showing Kristen Lyerly to the door and saying, you know, I'll see you Monday. Bye. And then it occurred to me, she's got this wonderful show on the weekends on our stations in Green Bay and Oshkosh. And you can get it through the Civic Media website and more. And didn't ask about this weekend. And I'm sure this weekend is another great topic or guest or guests. So what's happening?
It's about community health and well-being. So we've got this amazing organization in Green Bay called Wello, and Wello has commandeered wellness in Green Bay. You know, Green Bay is the best place in the country to live, or at least a couple of years ago it was. It's always, always in the top. It is. And, you know, it's because of organizations like Wello that intentionally promote health and well-being. So Wello right now has a community health and well-being survey that is available at wello.org, W-E-L-L-O.org, where people can share their experiences, how comfortable they are, whether they have access to the things that they need to be able to live their lives. And that helps our community determine where the opportunities are and where we need to fill some of those gaps. And Pat, there are a lot of gaps right now.
Yeah. Yes. Sadly, there's signs that they will grow. So we got to fight that where we can. The Dr. Kristen Lyerly show is on 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. And of course, on the local stations, WGBW, WISS, and streaming on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There you go. All right. Give a listen. Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you later.
See ya. Let's bring in Mike Clemens now, talk a little sports. As I do that, let me tell you once again, Free Ticket Friday. The word to text to us before 9 o'clock is throw, T-H-R-O-W, and you will, if your text is pulled in this statewide random drawing, you get 4 tickets to see the Brewers-Cubs game on Monday, July 28th, so a week from this coming Monday, but you got to text throw before 9 o'clock and more chances to win throughout the course of the day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let us now turn our attention to Mike Clemens and talk a little sports. How are you, sir?
Hi, Pat. Pretty good.
All right. We've had the All-Star break here. So, I mean, you just put yourself in a beach chair, you put your feet up, and you don't do anything for 4 days, right?
Yeah, that's what I thought. No.
Not even close.
And that's what's been great for me this weekend, because you're right. There are guys that actually that are on the sports beat that take this week off, because after the game, you know, the All-Star game, there's not much to talk about. But you got Damian Lillard signing with the team that traded him to Milwaukee, the Trailblazers, 3 years, $42 million. And then the irony is his new teammate is Drew Holiday, the guy that the Bucks traded to the Trailblazers 2 years ago to get Lillard to come to Milwaukee. So, you know, the crossing the paths and whatever, that's pretty funny. And then yesterday I spent the day with Jordan Love, who, you know, had his youth football league. But tonight we're back on. It's Brewers against the Dodgers, and the Brewers come back to the second half of the season having won 7 in a row. They're just a game behind the Cubs. Cubs are at home this weekend against the Red Sox, and the Brewers now start back up with this 6-game road trip tonight in LA, and then Monday against the Mariners, pretty good Mariners team up in Seattle. And so, you know, one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that if I could get you in a press pass, and I brought you into American Family Field to find out what a prankster this Pat Murphy, the manager of the team, really is. And, you know, there's like, you know, we started when, after he took over for Craig Counsell, one of the things he pulled was there was a veteran pitcher was coming in, and he sent him a letter and said, "Welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers. Please wear a suit and tie when we travel. Breakfast is served at 8 o'clock, and then the showers are here." Like, it went on for like 2 pages. Like, maybe something you'd send a rookie, yeah, not a guy had been in the league for 7 or 8 years or something. And then he found out it was just all a joke. Or like Sal Frelick told us the story when he was in his first spring training. I think Pat was still the bench coach then. Every time he'd go to him and ask him a question, he goes, "Hey, listen, man, I'm just a video guy. I don't know anything." And he had him convinced he was just a video guy, not the assistant to the manager, to Craig Counsell.
Oh, man.
So if I got you into the press room, or what he does before a game is we get to go into his office and close the door and talk to him one-on-one. And he looks for the new guys. And like he did in the press room the other day before we wrapped up for the All-Star break, he starts calling out on the interns or the first-time reporters in the Brewers media auditorium.
Any interns up there?
Seager knocked in the first 2 RBIs of his career. What can you kind of say about his approach and limited appearances?
Yeah, I mean, he's looked like he's got a really good offensive approach, strike ball. It's a great question, intern. Great job. It's your first question you've asked. How long have you been with us?
Feels like a lifetime.
How long has it been, intern?
I think this is my 5th game.
5th game? Your first decent question, really. Not a great question, but, you know, we're going to give you credit. I'm excited for him. Big hit today. Big, big hit today. He's been in the cooler. Hasn't played very much at all for us. And what is your name?
Cam.
Huh?
Cam from up in Green Bay.
And you were sitting here the other day?
I was not, no.
So are you new?
This season.
First time here?
This season, yeah.
Well, Cam, you introduce yourself.
Well, no, yeah. Cam, nice to meet you.
Where are you from, Cam?
Originally from California.
Where?
San Diego.
It's a big city, big state.
San Diego.
Where in San Diego?
La Jolla.
Oh, sorry about it.
Now, you know, if you're new or you've been doing this a long time, you've never been treated this way. You'd think, what kind of a jerk is this guy? What's this all about? And the rest of us now that know that that's how he initiates everyone, that means that's the welcome mat, man. That's how, yeah, he shows his love. I mean, it's constantly pull my finger kinds of jokes all the time. And this is what keeps that, you know, here's the thing about it, Pat, is that there's definitely a void in that entire organization and press box after the passing of Bob Uecker. And Pat's just being himself. But I thought about this the other day. You know, the guy who's now going around, you know, keeping it light, you know, keeping it, everybody taking off the pressure and the tension, is the manager, is Pat Murphy. I mean, he's sort of filled those shoes.
And doing so, I mean, look, he's what, 66 years old, and
yeah,
you know, so he would have every right to just be the gruff curmudgeon all the time, and you know, kind of have a my way or the highway, you know, theme to him. And it's nothing like that at all. And for a club that, yes, was indeed, you know, sensing a void of lightheartedness and of, you know, collegiality, Murph's done that. And people would say, well, I mean, anybody could do that. Yeah, but can you do it and still be competing for first place in your division coming out of the All-Star break? And that's exactly what Murph is doing.
But he's not afraid to pull the trigger, like Joey Ortiz, who had a great, yeah, year last year and then they took over at shortstop. And is great in the field, but he kept on making mistakes at the plate and swinging at everything or not pulling the trigger, too hesitant. And to the point where after Murphy had sat him down and talked to him and his discipline and what his approach would be on, you know, the first pitch, the second, et cetera, he sort of forgot all about that. And then he got benched the next day, and he got benched a game after that. And so, you know, questions went to Murphy like, hey, what's the deal with Ortiz? He goes, he PO'd the manager. Yeah, mm-hmm. I got him in the cooler, just sitting and thinking about it. So he taught. There's no filter on the guy, as Adam McKelvey told me, you know, a couple of weeks ago. What he says to us, like when we're in his office, somebody asked him about a month ago, how's Brandon Woodruff coming along in his rehab? And he says, well, hang on. He got his phone out and he read the email from the trainer directly to us. He doesn't care.
Yeah,
he just doesn't care.
No, and again, no filter. I mean, he you know, it, not intentionally, but he dropped an S-bomb on live TV not that, yeah, long ago. And yeah, the next cut you're going to play for us, I think, thankfully, has a little bleep in it because he's kind of a colorful character.
Yeah, so this is when we're sitting in his office, all right, pregame, like 3 hours before the start of the game. And someone, you know, we're just talking about movies or something like that, and someone talked about the 61 movie that was produced by Billy Crystal, the comedian. Do you remember that? Was that about 10, 15 years ago? Mm-hmm. It's the story of the Yankees' Roger Maris and all the pressure that he was under to, you know, surpass Babe Ruth's single, you know, home run record for the season, right? So it's, you know, it's Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle and that era. Wonderful film, down to the detail, because, you know, Billy Crystal grew up a baseball fan watching the Yankees in the Bronx. So Pat says, so he says, I know him. Like, well, how do you know that? And in a very humble way, he says, we got a game in Arizona. And, you know, at the end of the game, it's like spring training or something. He says, Billy Crystal wants to come see you. I'm like, what? He's a big baseball nut. Okay. So the game is over with, and Crystal comes down in the dugout, introduces himself. Yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, what's up? He goes, listen, he asked them some baseball questions, said, I'm doing a show. It's about my father. My father died when I was 15. Mm-hmm. It's called 700 Nights.
Yes.
And he said, here's a couple tickets. I'd like you to come to the show to tell me what you think. Because you figure out that Billy Crystal, he doesn't take, you know, Hollywood directors and actors and that. He asks real people what they think about something. Mm-hmm. And he sees Pat Murphy as one of those kinds of guys. Pat goes, oh, well, thank you very much. Well, you know, Billy Crystal leaves, and it's like, they got to pack. They got to go. They got to go to their next city and all that. It's like, he blew off going to the show. So then they're in L.A., I think, against the Dodgers, and Billy Crystal shows up again. Hey, Billy Crystal wants to see you. So Crystal comes down to him and says, why didn't you come to my show? And that's where Pat picks up the story.
You haven't come to a show. I've done three shows. You haven't been there. I'm giving you these tickets right here. You're coming to my show today. I know your scrimmage will get over, or whatever, game, whatever. It's a 5 o'clock showing. I'm going to Australia tonight. I want you at the show. And he was, like, pretty adamant about it. I was blown away. So my daughter was there, and I took my daughter. We sat in, like, the third row. And it was, if you ever get a chance to see it, it's called 500 Sundays. Yeah. It's about him and his dad, and a lot, it's emotional, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
I think he
did it. Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I saw the show. It blew me away. And then right at the end, they had these guys come and get me. He goes, hey, Billy wants to see you in the green room. I'm like, no. I don't want to. He goes, no, he wants to see you. So me and my daughter go back. I'm figuring there's going to be, 50, 75 people there, right, waiting for him. It's just like this, smaller than this room. Myself, my daughter, Billy comes walking in, flips me a water, flips her a water, opens his water. What'd you think? I was like, blown away. I'm like, you must have done that instead of therapy. He goes, exactly. He goes, that's therapeutic for me. He goes, that basketball coach that I told you how great he was in the beginning, he said 260 shows later, I don't like the son of a bitch.
So about a week later, I went to him and I said, you know, Murph, I cover Summerfest every year, you know, working out of the Milwaukee area. And I said, I remember back in 85, Billy Crystal, who had been on a sitcom called Soap, you know, his career is just doing so. So he came to Milwaukee, did two shows on the comedy stage at Summerfest. And at the end of the second show, it was a great show. He's fantastic, really funny. He says, Milwaukee, you've been great. Listen, in the fall, I'm going to be on the new Saturday Night Live. Saturday night, September 23rd, starting. Come see me. He did 1 year of SNL where he did Fernando. You know, you look marvelous. He did a bit with Euchre. And that's what launched his movie career. And I told that to Murphy. He goes, that's right. That's okay. Now, so I'll come back. Here's the other thing. He said, I found out that our owner, Mark Antanasio, is Billy Crystal's neighbor in Malibu. That's how he got the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's nice to have those connections. Hey, real quick, there's going to be some activity at Lambeau Field today.
As a matter of fact, the rookies and the quarterbacks are reporting. Jordan Love was in Milwaukee yesterday with his youth football camp. First practice is next Wednesday at 10:30, open to the public. Packers summer training camp starting next week.
Man, here we go. We're getting into the really good time of the sports year with the training camp and the baseball season. It's going to be fun. Mike Clemens, thank you so much as always. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'll report from Green Bay for you next week.
All right, we appreciate that very much. A local update is next for some of you. And for the rest, some final news and notes here from Lake Wissota, live on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Last call. Here we go for Free Ticket Friday, at least for this morning's keyword, which is throw, THROW. Get to the Civic Media app in the next 6 minutes or so and get that texted to us through one of the stations on the app, and you will be entered in a statewide drawing for 4 tickets to see the Brewers and the Cubs play on Monday, July 28th. So if you can go to the game, if you can use these electronic tickets, then text us throw in the next couple of minutes on the app. And there you go.
The statewide
Brewers Cubs game. Brewers Cubs. I hate to say this. Like, would you go? Would you not go? Because it basically becomes Wrigley Field North, you know, because so many Cubs fans come up. Is that part of the charm? Or is it, you know what? You guys go see it. You know,
Pat.
Parker has feelings about this. Here we go. And go.
You cannot not go. You're giving a Cubs fan a seat.
You have to go to fight the Cubs. If you don't go, then more will come. It's like build it and they will come. No, if you don't fill the seat, they will fill it.
Oh, and they won't come if you fill the seat. So
exactly.
Okay, I like that. Because, I mean, we talk about this with Packer games all the time, with people who, you know,
yeah,
sell their tickets.
Package. Yeah.
And the gold package especially. Oh, and I tell you what, gold package ticket holders hate when you talk like this, because they're like, I don't do that. No, you don't. But the reputation's there for a reason. And so look, if you're if you got the season tickets, you know, go with the friends and family and buddies and colleagues instead of going online.
Or maybe stop having the season tickets if you only are in gold package and only get primetime games that are inconvenient. Times.
something like that. Right. Okay. So there you go. Throw, again, is the key word here. Reminder that next week, our guests are going to include Cam Stevenson from Courier Newsroom. He is currently with the Copper Courier in Arizona, but he's making the big move here to Washington, D.C. to be Courier Newsroom's Capitol Hill correspondent. And so he will join us Tuesday at 6:30. That'll be his new time after Congress gets out of recess. So he'll come up this Tuesday. Congress goes on their August break. And then after Labor Day, Cam will be a regular Tuesday presence for us to talk about what's happening in Washington, D.C. So join us for that. And then, of course, next week, we've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly on Mondays, as always. Melissa Kay with Pigeon Quest on Wednesday. Do you know, you like how we've actually named the segment now, Pigeon Quest with Melissa Kay?
I appreciate that has taken over for history lesson. It's just, it's Pigeon Quest.
I don't know how she feels about that, but you know, we want to hear how Lilu the pigeon is doing now that she has rescued Lilu.
It is quite possible.
And rescued from what? That's the other thing. When you hear about rescue pigeons, when you hear about rescue dogs, you know that the terrible circumstances they were in. What's the story of a rescue pigeon?
Is this the pigeon that had one wing, or is this a two-winged bird? I don't remember.
Oh, I have no idea. It's the one-winged dove, like the Stevie Nicks song.
Because I remember you guys talking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that was whatchamacallit? Bell pepper, I believe.
Bell pepper or paint bucket.
Yeah.
One or the other, right?
It must have been bell pepper. I think bell pepper was the one-winged wonder. So.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Melissa next week. And then at some point she'll go, would you please stop with the pigeon and just stick to what's happening where she works at our civic media station in Wisconsin Rapids. And we'll give it a try.
Maybe.
Let me say a few words about our Sunday morning newsletter, because the first thing I do after the Friday show is sit down and start to map out what's going to be in our Sunday newsletter. So we're all done doing the radio show, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, and then doing the newsletter, which is called Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. See how we did that? So easy. And it's a good week in review of political stories across Wisconsin. And we made some news here this week with some of our guests. And so if you miss one of the shows, it's a great way to look back at what some folks had to say. There was especially a lot of reaction most recently about things the legislature did and didn't do in the state budget. We talk about members of Congress, what they're saying and doing as well. It's a great, easy, quick way, a little lighthearted, to follow what your elected officials are doing and making sure that what they're doing reflects your values. Because it's one thing to have a campaign commercial and they talk about, you know, the values that they have, and then they don't follow through with it when they actually are in office. Well, that's what we do. We sit through the legislative committee hearings. We sit through the press gaggles with members of Congress and put it all in a nice, concise form for you to look at for a couple of minutes on a Sunday morning. So again, look for Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow by heading to our website, upnorthnews.wi.com, and click subscribe up there in the top banner. Say that again so I can say it correctly. So head on over to our website, upnorthnews.wi.com, click subscribe in the top banner, and we'd love to have you as a subscriber for our Sunday morning newsletter. So click on it. There you go. The weekday newsletter is being worked on right now by Henry the intern, and I just wanted to pull up what he was working on today. Oh, yes, the county fairs. There are county fairs all over the place in Wisconsin today, and there will be other weekends as well. And so to find out what's there, you should be subscribing to our weekday newsletter. To do that, head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. And he's got a few other links to other stories on the website. I mentioned the one about what's not in the state budget that is generating anger and is generating 2026 candidates. Oh, and the other thing I'm going to be doing on the Sunday newsletter is tallying up our question of the week, which last Sunday was about the Democratic Party and this perceived shift to the left. Is it refreshing? Do people appreciate the boldness and the candor? or are people saying, nope, you're going to turn off a bunch of moderates and Democrats are going to lose elections? And there are some very real responses that are getting sent to us by responding to the email or sending a standalone email to radio@upnorthnewswi.com. We appreciate them all. And now somehow I got to come up with another doozy of a question this weekend. If you've got suggestions on that, you can also email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. All right, my thanks to today's guests, Kia Vakil, Kristen Lyerly, Mike Clemens, Mark Jacob, Jim Santel, Jennifer Schulze, of course, to Parker Olson and to you for being here this morning. I'm Pat Kreitlow. I'm founding editor of Up North News, the Wisconsin home for Courier Newsroom, a pro-democracy newsroom. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump has told his attorney general, Pam Bondi, to unseal the grand jury testimony in his case. But the question is whether that will be enough to satisfy what many of the president's supporters have been asking for. ABC's Mary Bruce at the White House.
The attorney general says she plans to ask the court today to release this grand jury testimony, but that could take time. These transcripts are usually highly protected. And even if this request succeeds, it falls short of what Trump's critics are demanding. So the bottom line here, the president is trying to tamp down this backlash, but it's still not clear if it's going to work.
The House overnight voting in favor of pulling back about $9 billion in federal funding that had been earmarked for international aid and public broadcasting. That follows Senate passage of the same bill, which is now headed for President Trump's desk. A new medical diagnosis for the president, chronic venous insufficiency, a condition where the veins have trouble moving blood back to the heart, often causing swelling in the legs. This is ABC News.